Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe of RogerViews.com. Welcome to part 11 of our 2016 Avian Awards podcast. Thank you all for tuning in again. I will remind you, if you haven't tuned in before, check one of the other 10 episodes to get sort of the basic feel and rules so we can get on with this. Basically, this is an overview of the 2016 Avian Awards, which are taking place in just a couple days. Most of the adult industry is there in Vegas, celebrating and getting ready for the big awards. We go through this every year with a nice go through the nominees and a little bit into the process and the state of the industry. It's just sort of my year-end, year-beginning state of the industry. We're going to get to this really quickly. First of all, this podcast and the whole series is brought to you by Media Crunch Advisors, MCA Content Media Services of Los Angeles, providing advisory and evaluation services to the content media community at large. MCA would like me to acknowledge freeones.com and rogerviews.com, where you're listening to this podcast, as two great examples of websites that bring the adult community together. Thank them for that. You can follow along over on avianawards.com, click on nominees, and we will go. We're about a little bit more than halfway down. I will remind you, at rogerviews.com, under contests, we are having a Pick the Winners contest. Have to have it in before noon on the 23rd, though, the day of the awards. Just fill out a ballot, pick who you think is going to win. Winner will receive some great prizes. That's about it. I have a video of me filling out my ballot over on YouTube. Channel is Rog Rules, so you can check that out as well. We're going to get right into this. Probably going to do two more of these and then one big wrap-up. So we may skip a few categories. You guys should feel lucky. This is a big ordeal we go through every year. We're going to start. We just finished up last time with Best Star Showcase. Before I do, there was I do want to get to some feedback. There was a really good question I'm going to wait on until we get to the right category. But we did get one from our friend Don Houston from X-Critic. Like the podcast, thought you hit the nail on the head repeatedly. Other than theme song for Barbarella being what I consider the best song from a parody in a long time, Burning Angel really does provide the best music. That was last episode we talked about music. Don acknowledges Burning Angel isn't his kind of music, but they provide some of the best, certainly best contemporary music in the industry. He did have this to say about Spotlight or showcases. The Spotlight Showcase category is where one performer is the central star. And that's not a new phenomenon, but in the last 4 or 5 years, it's really seen a resurgence. Don writes, regarding the Spotlight Showcase titles, you are completely right about what you said. It makes a big impact on raising awareness for those who don't watch a lot of porn and can be marketed for years by starlets as they feature dance, sell on their own websites with personalized copies, and at events in a way that can give them some legs. Some years back, during the reign of Nutsack, Mason, and Graham at Elegant Angel, the company put a great deal of effort into finding the best of the best before anyone else jumped on the bandwagon, making the performer and company stand out. Now they rely more heavily on already successful ladies and do not put as much work into the genre. At the same time, other companies have learned to step up their game substantially, companies like Blacked really polishing up their works, while Jules Jordan Video grabs some of the hottest tickets in the industry, and smaller companies do well by compiling their best web scenes to compete. I think he's completely right. The Asa Akira Insatiable series is still, if you're new to porn and you were to write to me and say, hey, I like this girl, Asa Akira, what should I get? Get those three movies. They're fantastic. And they're all her all the time, so they're great for the performers. Don also says, we talked about specialty genres and how tough it is because they lump so many together. I believe we had 8 different genres in one category. Regarding specialty porn / other genre categories, it is extremely difficult to pit genres you don't care for at all against one another when there might be 4 or 5 that interest you on the other hand. Absolutely true. Relying solely on technical aspects is tricky in this sense. Very, very few of the voters have ever expressed much concern about technical values or production quality versus casting and style of the movie. That's something that I mentioned when you're talking about a genre that you don't like and trying to make it fair, because in some of these, there might be a genre, maybe you really love foot stuff and you don't like hairy girls. Well, those are in the same category. Is it more personal taste versus what's actually the best in the category? and that I do try and consider casting. I do try and consider performances beyond just the obvious appeal or lack thereof, and technical aspects. But as Don points out, it's not something that's high on a lot of people's list. He continues, I sense in this is an area where the scores are averaged. The results are less predictable than something like Best Starlet or Best Performer, because how many voters routinely review or even watch BBW, GILF, porn, foot fetish, or pregnancy titles? In that sense, it's a prime example of comparing apples to oranges at voting time. So yeah, you know, thanks, Don, for the feedback. I appreciate it. I think we do hit on some good topics here. I do love the feedback. You can do it on the website if it's working. Sometimes it snags. You can also just email me, Raj@RajReviews.com, or hit me up on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, over on Twitter. Let's get on with this. I'm probably talking way too fast. I just know we have a lot to cover, and I wanted to get through that email. He definitely definitely put a lot of thought into responding to what we were doing here, which is always good. All right, so Best Supporting Actor. Brad Armstrong in Star Maker. I've mentioned this movie a couple times. I'm a big fan of this movie. Brad was good. The movie was good. Xander Corvus in Safe Landings. Jake Crew, Peter Pan. Big fan of that movie as well. Jake Jace, Love, Lust, and Longing. Kurt Lockwood in Star Maker. Marcus London, Safe Landings. That's two performers in the same movie twice so far. Eric Masterson in Wanted was very good. Ryan McClane, Magic Mike, was good. Brendan Miller, Batman vs. Superman. Mickey Maude in Marriage 2.0. Which is a very interesting movie. Good performance. Anthony Rosano and Bob's Boner, Stephen St. Croix, Peter Pan, Evan Stone, Just the Two of Us, Jack Vegas in Pretty Dangerous, Nacho Vidal in Monarch. I really like Stephen St. Croix. He's an excellent actor and always good, so comparing his performance to the others in the category is probably better than comparing his performance to past performances, where I think he's been better, but he had one of the better performances. I really like Ryan McClane in Magic Mike. I really liked Mickey Maude in Marriage 2.0. It's a totally different kind of movie, but he was in the movie with India Summer, and most of his scenes are with India, dialogue-wise, and she was so fantastic. He still stood out as very good, even next to her. I think that really is kind of the sign of a great performance. I'd kind of like to see him win. This is one of those categories where there's someone on this list who has some serious personal beef with me. I don't return it in kind when it comes time for voting. But it is always kind of interesting that someone would be so incredibly douchey to the voting public, and then, you know, I don't know. It didn't factor in, definitely, although, as we've mentioned several times, for those of you who do not know, it is a weighted ballot, so where I put someone, if I put someone 10th versus 15th, or 3rd versus 13th, it can make a big difference in a close race. Best Supporting Actress, Annika Albright, The Turning, Julia Ann in Striker, Skin Diamond, Love, Sex, and TV News. She was very good in that movie. Jessica Drake in Star Maker, Allie Hayes in Love, Lust, and Longing, Carla Cush, My Girlfriend's Mother 8, Abigail Mack in Flesh, Chanel Preston, This Ain't the Interview, XXX. Chanel's a very good actress, not one of her better performances. I mean, it was fine. This is one of those, if she were to win, I would be like, wow, she's done so much more. Amber Rain in Wanted, Jessica Rhodes, Sisters of Anarchy, Celeste Starr, Saving Humanity, Misty Stone, Magic Mike, Stoya, Screwing Wall Street, Cleo Valentine, Batman vs. Superman, and Casey Warner in Mother's Little Helper. I generally say bet on Jessica Drake because I think she is the best adult film actress in the history of the business. That can be your topic for the day if you'd like, because I pretty much just threw that down as without a lot of thought, but that's hands down, I think she's the best. She was very good in Star Maker. Misty Stone impressed me a lot in Magic Mike. Amber Rain impressed me again in Wanted. Amber's not my favorite performer. But she's a very good actress and really manages to bring something to every role. I'm very impressed with her as an actress, always. Allie Hayes, also good. Not quite sure. Honestly, then, you go to the top of this list with Skin Diamond, who was very good in Love, Sex, and TV News. And Julia Ann, I think, is just way too underrated. So if she were to win, it would make me happy because she's just so fantastic. Best T/A movie. So these are movies that are obviously focused on the breast area or the butt area. And again, this is a category that I question because I happen to be both. But what if I were significantly more a breast man than a butt man? You know, if you look at my ballot, is the top six movies going to be butts and bottoms boobs and vice versa? I'm going to try and go here with overall quality and the way each movie focuses on the body part it's supposed to. If you're in the best TNA movie, if it's an A movie, it better be focused on that body part. Those are my criteria. Obviously, you know, we've talked about this. Your insert genitalia here is not objective. You know, what turns you on is subjective, and you like what you like. Ass Masterpiece 14, Beautiful Tits from Archangel, Big Ass Curves 5, Big Naturals 38, Big Tits in Uniform 14, Big Wet Tits 14, Booty Movie from Archangel. I think that's going to win, by the way. Brawbuster 6 from Jules Jordan, Cute and Curvy 2, Massive Curves, Nuts About Butts, Jules Jordan, The Real Butt Woman Returns, She's a Handful 5, Stunning Curves, Tits Galore from Axel Braun. I think you could throw out about half of these as not being able to compete with the very top. I said that I think the Booty Movie is going to win. It got a lot of buzz. It was very good, very well shot from Archangel. Looking again, I may want to retract that. The Real Butt Woman Returns from Elegant Angel with Alexis Texas was pretty spectacular. Alexis looks fantastic. Great performance. Really well shot. That's going to be tough to beat. That said, I'm also putting Booty Movie up there. Brawbuster 6 from Jules Jordan was very good. I really like a couple of these series. I like Big Naturals 38. I love that series a lot. Big Tits in Uniform is always fun. A little bit of uniform play there. Another fairly new category, Best Taboo Relations Movie. This has become a big thing. Taboo Relations has become a big category. Better Than Mom, Kelly Madison, which was a nice little movie. Ryan Madison having sex with stepdaughters. Brothers and Sisters from Sweet Sinner. Daddy Says I'm the Best, Diabolic. I think that should have been in the clever title category, to be honest. Those of you who remember that, that's actually a line from a very funny movie. Daddy's Girls 2 from Scow. Daddy's Home 3 from Smash Pictures. Daughters in Lust, Blaze Studio. Family Secrets from Vivid. The Father Figure from Digital Sin. Lesbian Family Affair from Philly Films. Mother-Son Secrets from Forbidden Fruits. My Evil Stepson, Dana Vespoli, Evil Angel. My Ghetto Stepmom from Hustler. I liked that movie. I really did, although I think some of these stepmoms in question seemed considerably younger than their male counterparts. My Stepbrother Black from West Coast. They're one of the few companies that did not send any screeners. So I wonder if I wasn't the only critic, then I think they really gonna have a hard time winning that one. My Stepbrother Popped My Cherry, and Nuru and the Family, which I think really is combining genres. You've got the Nuru massage with the taboo. This category, I think it depends on how much you like this genre. The Dana Vespoli flick, My Evil Stepson, is interesting and really well done. Daddy's Girls 2 from Scow, also really well done. I'd go with one of those two, I think. And we're at 13 minutes. We're doing good on time. So we can continue. This would be a good time once again to mention this podcast is sponsored by Media Crunch Advisors, MCA, Content Media Services of Los Angeles, providing advisory and evaluation services to the content media community at large. Thanks very much, guys. All right, so we continue on now. And again, the taboo relations thing, I really think it depends on how much you like the genre. It's big. Best three-way sex scene, we've got two different kinds. We have boy-boy-girl and girl-girl-boy. And these are some of the categories we left on the contest for our ballot. In the boy-boy-girl scene, The Insatiable Miss Texas 2 had Alexis Texas with Mick Blue and Jules Jordan. That one really stood out. Interracial Ambush was a movie filled with BBG scenes. Riley Reid, Nat Turner, and John, very good. I think a lot of people are going to vote for Jesse Jane, Jules Jordan, Mick Blue. I'm not sure that was the best, but you know, we've been waiting a while to see Jesse sort of cut loose a little bit. Those are the ones I like the best. The submission of Emma Marks, Boundaries, with Penny Pax, Logan Pierce, and Richie Calhoun. That's going to get some looks. Also, Kendra Lust from True Lust with Shawn Michaels and Prince Joshua will get some pretty good looks. Now, the other way, Girl, Girl, Boy. Adriana's a Slut had Adriana Chechik and Megan Rain with Chris Stokes. Batman vs. Superman had one here, too, with Cleo Valentine, Aiden Ashley, and Brendan Miller. Jesse also had one there with Jesse, Alexis Texas, and Danny Mountain. That was a good scene. Just Jillian, Jillian Jansen, Ariana Marie, and Eric Everhard. Also, Oil Overload 13, Keisha Gray, Abella Danger, and Manuel Ferrar. That was a really good scene. I just watched that again. That's a really good one. I don't think it will win, but it's pretty tough to beat as far as just pure heat. I think Jesse's going to win one of these two, and I think this scene is stronger than the other one. So if I were betting, I'd look at maybe Jesse from Sex Machine. Okay, best transsexual movie, best transsexual series. We're going to skip those. Although I do want to talk a little bit about the transsexual genre in general. Because again, I think that there are people who like the genre but like a certain kind of action. Do they like transsexuals with other transsexuals? Do they like transsexuals with biological males, transsexuals with biological females? And I think in this case, movies that have transsexual performers with biological females probably have an advantage, because I think more of your traditional adult critics are going to like that as opposed to transsexuals with guys or transsexual on transsexual. It's just my guess. The other thing that goes on here is some of the stuff, The Adventures of Super Ramon and Black Tranny Whackers, some of these are really lower-end productions as compared to the stuff that Silvera does with the She-Male Idol series, or the stuff that Leigh Wood does, or even the stuff that Devil's Films does. I think that there's a discrepancy in production quality. You know, T.S. Playground, Jay Sin, for Evil Angel looks just like all of his other movies. It's definitely high quality stuff. So I think you'll see that represented a lot. But it definitely, it the overall quality in the genre has gotten a lot better as I think the market expands. You know, when I started doing this, all transsexual titles, the few that there were over in a separate magazine that AVN put out that was just strictly for the gay audience. And clearly now that isn't their primary target with these titles. Best transsexual scene, you see some of that. You see the variety here. You see regular adult male performers. Wolf Hudson's in here. Chad Diamond's in here. Chad Diamond again. Christian XXX, of course, does a lot of work with transsexuals. A good example of this, I think, is T.S. Playground 21 for Best T.S. Scene, Vixen Goddess with Adriana Chechik. Well, every porn critic knows who Adriana Chechik is. Most of them really like her. There's going to be that appeal, at least. Whereas Venus Lux and Ava Lynn, if you're not particularly attracted to transsexuals or transsexual sex, that scene's going to not be as good to you, even if it was better shot. Bailey J and Chelsea Poe, same thing. Is that better or worse? I think there's definitely a different target audience for each of these scenes. And I think it's something we should definitely, at some point, discuss further. And one final category tonight on this one. Clever title of the year. I always think this is fun. Some years more than others. This is not the best category this year, but it's still pretty fun. Bush Supporter from Hustler, Daddy Loves My Rosebud from Desperate Pleasures, Dark Side of Her Moon from Dog Fart, Drop Them Drawers, Give Daddy Some Candy from Lethal Hardcore, Ginger Racial from Third Degree Films, Hair Supply, Third Degree Films, Karma's a Bitch, Archangel, using Karma's name in there, clever, Less Talking, More Sucking from Fantasy Massage Pulse, My Family's Cream Pie Recipe from Digital Sin Taboo, My Tits, My Story from Score, Old Dumb and Begging for Cum from Tug Zone Black Market, Pornado, Adult Source Media, Teenage Mutant Ninja Titties from Hot Mess Exile, That Rapper Destroyed My Crapper from Lethal Hardcore, They're Real and They're Spectacular from Reality Kings. I like the nod to classic television there. I think Ginger Racial is one of my favorite titles, though. I think that's very, very clever and awesome. So that's it. Please, once again, feedback welcome. Roger at RogerReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter. We are brought to you by Media Crunch Advisors Content Media Services of Los Angeles. MCA providing advisory and evaluation services to content media community at large. And they want to shout out to FreeOnes.com and this site, RogerReviews.com. Feel like I'm speeding through this. Don't mean to. Just got a couple more to get done. Want to get this out there for you guys. Don't forget to go to RogerReviews.com and enter the contest, people. It's simple. Fill out a ballot. What's the worst that can happen? You luck into it. You get bragging rights all year. It's easier than fantasy football. That's for darn sure. That's it. I am Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. This has been episode 11, 2016 Avian Awards podcast series. Thanks for listening.